People think I became this guy from running. No, I became this guy from fucking studying. I had to study for hours. What might take you an hour to learn? Take me 2 days. So that's where, in this, at the table. And my best friend Johnny remembers me like, God, you're like, you just changed. Something happened. Mm-hmm. I got obsessed. So I take the test, I score high, I get in the Air Force. And that's when I'm like, man, I'm gonna be a pararescueman. And this is when I realized, man, I teach myself how to swim. I taught myself how to swim, but this is when I realized, man, that I'm negative buoyant as hell. And there's a lot of things. So what gets people in special operations is the water. Not swimming, but the water confidence. When they're like taking your air from you and you're underwater panic, I realized I was very uncomfortable. So long story short, I was there for 6 weeks. I was moving on pretty well. I was second in my class. And I was getting through all the water confidence, but barely. But I wanted to quit every fucking night. I didn't go to sleep every night. Just paranoid the next day of getting back in that pool. So 6 months go by. We had this medical examination and they draw my blood and they say, you have sickle cell. Sickle cell is a blood disease that some African Americans have. Basically, you know, if something happens in a stressful situation, stroke, heart attack, sudden death. This happened to a few African Americans in the military. So they pulled me from training saying, you can't do this job. And when you live a very stressed out life, like I was living, that's your norm. So not sleeping, being scared, that was my norm. I wasn't gonna quit. But when they pull you out of training, and now I'm uncomfortable. So now I'm seeing my class of 24 guys. It was like 150, now it's 24 guys. And they're in the pool, and I'm on the side of the pool. I'm not in the water now. I'm seeing what I was doing. I'm seeing these guys struggling, panicking in the water, like wanting to quit. I'm like, that. I'm not going. So now I'm comfortable. And I'm able to see now, I'm not going back. So now, my big dream of being a pararescueman, I'm now seeing that do this. I'm like, I want to get out of the Air Force. I don't even want to be in the military. So this is what I'm saying. So I'm hoping now that this sickle cell thing is going to get me kicked out of the military. Because I'm like, okay, I don't want to go back in the, I'm done. So I'm like getting happy, because now I'm like, I won't quit. They're going to medically drop me from the course. This is great. I can keep my head up. I learned how to read, I learned how to write, I passed the ASVAB test, but I'm fixing everything on the surface. I'm not going into the fucking dungeon. So the doc calls up, I go back to the doctor's, I'm like skipping down there thinking, I'm getting out of here, man. Medically discharged. He goes, man, you know what? You were doing good in your class and we don't know how you got this far with this, whatever, so guess what we're gonna do? We're gonna put you back in the train. I'm like, so, but I'm thinking now, I only have about a couple, you know, 2.5 weeks left of training. Cause I missed a week and some change. I go, you know what? Great, man. I have to suck this up, man. I can do this. So I'm trying to motivate myself on the way back to my CEO, my command officer, Sergeant Lundberg. I get to Sergeant Lundberg. Sergeant Lundberg looks at me and says, Goggins, man, that's great. You're back in the training. You got to start from day one. Cause I'm at critical parts of training. I can't miss that many days. And I'm like, but I was a great liar. And I would look at a hardcore man and tell him that I just quit. So I looked at him and said, hey, you know what? Sergeant, man, this sickle cell thing, man, the doc was talking about sudden death, stroke, heart attack. I didn't give a fuck about sickle cell, but I didn't know anything about it. I knew I was struggling. I knew I had some health issues, but I just thought, because I was killing myself at what I was doing. And he said, you know what? You're right, man. I wouldn't want to do that either. So he gave me a medical out of pararescue. And he said, when we figure this out more, we'll have you come back. I wasn't ever going back. I'm like, I'm never getting back in the water again, but I was able to leave on a medical. But I quit.
Why do you admit it? Why do you tell this story?
I have to. Because everybody thinks I'm the world's toughest motherfucker ever lived. And I might be somewhere about that now, but that's where I was. And I tell the story because if I just talk about I broke the pull-up record, I did all these fucking races, I went through SEAL training, I was in 3 Hell Weeks, Ranger School. If I talk about all the badassery, like we like to do on social fucking media, and I don't tell you that I was a fucked up kid, and I was scared as shit, and I was depressed and insecure, and all this shit, what good am I for anybody? I'm a superhero, but I'm a liar. I'm that now, but I wasn't born that. Yeah. I had to make myself into this.
And that's what you're talking about earlier too. It's like the mind has these reserves. Ooh. You can trick it and pull them out.
Yes.
These inspirational reserves, like you did when you guys were going through Buds.
Yes.
We just found that trigger, and then all of a sudden you're throwing that boat in the air.
The mind always has the tactical advantage over you. Why is that? It knows your fears. Yeah. It knows your insecurities. It knows where they're hiding.
You can't hide.
You can't hide from that motherfucker, man. That motherfucker has a tactical advantage on you, son. It's going to get you, man. It's a beast.
That might be your best lesson, right? That your mind knows everything. You cannot hide from it, so don't ever try.
Don't try. You might as well go ahead and beat that motherfucker up. You got to keep going at it.
That's also what you did in this book. You didn't try to, like, paint yourself in a glamorous or flattering way at any point in time. You are honest at every step of the way, which I think is just gigantic for people too, because you can tell when someone's stroking themselves or bullshitting themselves, and the message just won't come through.
Right.
But this, you come through in this book. You know, like you, who you are and what you became and how you became who you are and who you used to be and why you were the way you used to be. All that comes through. It's like there's no filter. This is just your thoughts, like what you remember about your life and what you think about right now just all comes out onto the pages.
Hardest thing I've done my entire life.
I'm imagining.
I have I don't know how many people are by this book. Then I walk up to people walk up to me. I'm like, what are you thinking about, motherfucker? Hey, think about me peeing in the bed? No, you f***ing ass. What are you thinking about?
Oh, that's hilarious. I know, right? Like you, like
what are you thinking about, man?
You opened it up all.
Yeah, you know all about me. Hey, how about you, motherfucker? Tell me something about you.
That's what people love, right? When they know some shit about you, you don't know nothing about them.
I know nothing about nobody.
That's anonymous trolls.
That's it, man. And they get at me. They come.
Oh, there's a lot of those. But they're all doing that to themselves. They don't even understand. When you do that, you're doing it to yourself.
Right.
If you are attacking someone because you know that they have a weakness, but you're pretending you don't have one, you are attacking yourself. You are chipping away at your own personal sovereignty.
You're
chipping away at your own respect.
So true, man.
You can't respect yourself. No. You know you're a p***.
But that's what happened, though, Joe, to me. I start looking at people realizing, I know something about you. Because they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
I already know it.
Yeah.
If you're talking shit about me, I know you're fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why all these cats that come out right now who don't like me, whatever, I'm like, really, man? That shit happened 30 fucking years ago, 15 years ago. You're still fucked up about that? Oh, man. I know something about you, brother. See, I get over everything. I'm good. It's water under the fucking bridge.
The grind.
The grind does that.
Squeezes it.
That's
out.
It. You're not grinding hard enough. If you're worried about something that someone did to you years ago, you're being a pussy to yourself, man. You're not getting out there and squeezing that fucking soul out every day.
Yeah.
If you grind hard, man, I ain't got time to worry about your monkey ass. I ain't got time to worry about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again and again and again and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind. People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffer. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up. Yeah. Well, think about when you build willpower, and think about how much I've built. Now that you know about this, I didn't know about this, but think about how much I've built. Everything I've ever done in my life, I didn't want to do. Everything, every day. I'm a lazy piece of shit. And I'm one of the hardest working people that ever stepped foot on this planet Earth. And I'm saying that very proudly because I know what I do. It's not cocky. I'll tell you I'm stupid. And I'll also tell you the exact opposite of what I've done. It's the truth. It is the truth. So imagine how much I've developed in that time frame. But this is the scary thing. Why most people don't want to do that, build that willpower, is because it is scary. It unlocks a whole bunch of things about who you are and who you're not. And a lot of people don't want to go down that journey to discover who they are and who they're not. Because it's not a pretty journey. I mean, I've gone down it. It's not like I went down it once. I go down it all the time. And when you unlock that, and you can't just turn it off. Like people say, hey, well, how come you haven't retired yet? I built all this willpower. Do you think it's going to let me just retire because my knees hurt? It's telling me every morning, I wake up like, man, my knees hurt, my legs hurt, my body hurts, but you can still run. So why aren't you running? If you can still run, there'll be a time when you can't lace them up anymore, but you can still run. So I still run. When the time comes I can't run, the body will say, you just can't run. But if I can still do something, that willpower that I have created, it makes me do it every fucking day. And that's what they don't get. What builds a human being is you start with the small building blocks. And before you know it, man, you become something that it doesn't even make sense to most people because it's just who you are now. That's why I can still run at 50 at 49 with broke down knees and broke down body, because my body knows you still can. Therefore, I do. Second you stop, the willpower is gone. That's the 1 second. You just summarized it right there. And most people fail those 1 seconds. And then that 1 second leads to 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. If I have people who have been through training with me, Ranger School, SEAL training, Air Force training, and I get calls from them today, and they have great lives. And all they talk about is how they failed in that one moment. And they can't even enjoy their life now, because they're now warm. They're now warm. There's no more suffering. There's no more suffering for me either. And we're in the same boat now. But you're suffering. So we're not suffering, but you're thinking about what you could have been. I am exactly what I should have been. And that's where people start to lose it. Because now I realize that in that 1 second. I go through all that. I know how it's going to feel because I failed so many times before. Failure is the ultimate thing, man. I failed so many times before. That's why I don't look at failure anymore as failure. I look at it as my first, second, and third attempt. So that's what that's all about, man.